Hello, I'm here to talk about strolling. Now, in the notes which accompany this recording, I've spoken a little bit about the difference between straight quavers and swung quavers. So I'm just going to fast forward a little bit past that, and we're going to go to the first bar of the piece. And I'm going to say the rhythm to you, and then I want you to say it with me afterwards. Now, there's some clapping as well involved, and I want you to do the claps too. So it goes like this. Walk, dooba, dooba. Okay, now we're going to say and clap that together after four. Or one, two, three, four. Walk, dooba, dooba. Okay, so now we can have a go at decoding the first four bars like that. Okay, so I'll say it first, and then you're going to say and clap it with me afterwards. Walk, dooba, dooba. Walk, dooba, dooba. Walk, dooba, dooba, walk. Walk, dooba, walk. Okay, and now together, or one, two, three, four. Walk, dooba, dooba. Walk, dooba, dooba. Walk, dooba, dooba, walk. Walk, dooba, walk. Okay, now I'm going to play it on a brass instrument. I'm going to play it on the flugelhorn, and I want you to follow it through whilst I'm playing. And what I want you to do is to, because I can't clap whilst I'm playing, I want you to put the claps in. Or one, two, three, okay, now, a little bit later on in the piece, the rhythms change a little bit. And that's at the last beat of bar 10, going right the way through bar 14. So it's a few bars there. And there are always rests in these bars on the fourth beat, and then the first beat of the following bar. So I want you to think about those rests, those two rests in a row, as and one. Okay, so it goes like this. And one, walk, dooba, and one. Walk, dooba, and one. Walk, dooba, and one. Walk, dooba. Okay, I'm now going to play from the beginning of bar 10, and I want you to say those and ones whilst I play. So two, three, four. Now, when we get past that section, the rest of the piece, I wonder if you can tell me what bars 15 to 18, if you've seen them before. Have you seen those bars before? Do they look familiar? Okay, so in decoding those, you might find that you know some of this piece already. Also, the very ending has the same rhythm that's been used earlier in the piece, so I think we're going to get that no problem whatsoever. One final thing to say is I like putting words, my own words, to pieces sometimes, and I thought it might be a good activity for you to try that with this piece. The very beginning, the first two bars, I put these words to it. We could be strolling, let's all go bowling. So you might like those words and think I'm going to use those and I'm going to write words for the rest of it in the same style. Or you might think, I don't like those words, I'm going to write something completely different for the whole piece. And it doesn't matter which one you do. It's just, it's really, really helpful then to remember the rhythms, because often if we put words to things, it helps us to remember. I love this piece. I think it's really, really good fun to play, and it always puts a smile on my face. I hope you enjoy it too. Bye-bye.